The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
And yes, we could be doing our duties if we didn't pick up a few things and do some heavy lifting today, but come on, it's Friday. Can we lighten it up a little bit today? Just a wee bit. So let's call it Open Phone Friday. Isn't there somebody else, one of those other broadcast schmucks that calls it Open Phone Friday? I don't know. One of those other guys that half is, you know, professional. Whatever. Anyway, whatever you'd like to talk about. Okay, I'm going to throw it open today. You want to talk about something we've discussed over this week. You want to bring up something that we haven't talked about this week, but you think it's important. You want to share your Aunt Bobo's favorite recipe for something. That's fine, too. Let it rip. I'd like to hear from you. You want to call me and tell me I suck. That's fine, too. I got broad shoulders. I can handle it. 888-455-1360. Many, many years ago, one of my very first jobs was working at a steakhouse in Central Florida. And this was a steakhouse that had a tremendous reputation for having some of the best steaks around. And, you know, yeah, it was really good. So I was working there, and at first, probably for the first, I don't know, month, yes, we could get a steak at an extreme discount. And there were many evenings where after a long night of working, I sat down to a ribeye or a porterhouse or something like that, and it was exquisite. And then I found, you know, I don't think I want a steak tonight. The salads are good too. How about the chicken? How about, and after I'd been working there about 6 months, I didn't want any steak. I very rarely ate it at all. And the smell of it was like, ugh. Because you know why? That delicious, incredible smell of a steak grilling on an open fire, that meant work. That I was a busboy, and that meant I got to clean up the nasty dishes after everyone else was done. I had to clean out the salad dressing bowls. I had to take out the trash. They aged their own beef there at this particular steakhouse. And so part of my job was when they were done trimming what had aged a little too much, I had to take that out to the dumpster, and it was disgusting. So after a while, that great smell of a steak on the grill, that didn't mean as much to me anymore. It wasn't something good. It was work. And I found myself not eating as much steak. Well, the reason I bring this up is there's an article from a gentleman in England that started working at a Mickey D's, coming in at a svelte 343 pounds. 343 pounds, and you're thinking, hey, Big Mac for me today, as he is starting his job. Well, this 27-year-old man in the last year has dropped 140 pounds. He got the job at McDonald's in May of last year, where he weighed 343, beginning at McDonald's, constantly smelling the burgers and being around the food as it was prepped, turned him off, not just to Mickey D's fast food, but to fast food entirely. It also inspired him to begin switching his diet to things like fruit, lean meat, rice cakes? Rice cakes. It's not rice, and it's not cake. It's, ugh. Anyway, rice cakes, chicken, veggies. He lost 18 pounds in his first month as a McDonald's employee. And now, just a little bit of a year later, he's down 140 pounds. He's basically skinny now. He's 203 pounds. 203 pounds is skinny by Wisconsin standards, of course. Collins says, I have nothing against Mickey D's, of course, but I like the way I am now, and I know if I ate the burgers, there's no way I would stay at this weight. Wait, he's still working at Mickey D's, although now that his story is getting a bit of attention, some press, he says that the PR department is probably going to ask him to leave. I don't know. You know, I don't know about that. I think the PR department might capitalize on this. I remember it was, what was the guy, Super Size Me? He had the movie that came out, and he did the documentary where he ate nothing but McDonald's food for 30 days. And he didn't just eat the McDonald's food. I mean, he ate the McDonald's food. Breakfast, he ate the super-duper quadruple Happy Meal and then the dinner and so forth. That's all he ate for like 30 days. And it was not good for him health-wise. He put on weight, his cholesterol went up, and everything just, it just was nuts. He really packed on the pounds. Well, I remember when that happened. I remember I was looking at doing the high-protein, low-carb kind of thing. And I thought to myself, okay, this guy Jared, who I had interviewed before, fascinating story, walked, ate Subway, cut back a little bit on, you know, the junk food and so forth, and lost a ton of weight, and, of course, became the spokesperson, the icon of the Subway sandwich shop. So I'm thinking, okay, so this guy, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but this guy goes out. I can see his mustache. It's huge, huge mustache. I can see him. He goes out and does this documentary basically where he eats all the unhealthy Mickey D's food. And after 30 days, I think his liver was about to explode or something. I don't know. I thought to myself, well, why can't I go to Mickey D's for 30 days and eat the low-carb, high-protein diet? Now, it's a little expensive. You know, you go and you buy the double cheeseburger, and you take all the food, you take all the breading off of it, and get a salad. You don't do the French fries. You get a, you know, something, a diet beverage or something like that. Yeah. And I thought, I bet you I could do that, and I bet you I could lose weight on it. And sadly, my family was like, no, you don't want to do that. And they shot my idea all full of holes. Well, after a while, of course, somebody actually did do it. And now I believe they're a billionaire. Now, I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, they did it. And they got a little press. So this guy that dropped the weight, I bet you if he says if he adopts eating the healthier foods from Mickey D's, they might make him a spokesperson. All right, let's go to the phones. Why not? It's early, but hey, let's talk to John from Iowa. Good morning, my friend. How are you? No? Okay. We've got a bunch of things that we're going to be talking about today. We've got a lot of things that we're going to be going over. Again, I invite you to be a part of the show in any way, shape, form, or fashion, and I would be very happy to hear from you. Let me know what's on your mind. It's Friday. We're going to have a great day. We're going to have a good weekend, but yes, there are a few important things that we're going to be covering as well. Let's take our first break, and we will be right back. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for the Jerry Bader Program, 888-455-1360.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.